You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A new series of support groups promise the chance to share, listen, and be heard in a safe space. Joining me now to explain more is Nikki Crosby, RNIB's counselling team leader and group coordinator. Nikki, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Well, there are a number of groups that are taking place this autumn. Tell us about what's coming up.
Okay, so we have got an age-related macular degeneration group. We have got friends and family group, a Charles Bonnet syndrome group, a retinitis pigmentosa group, a domestic abuse group, and we are looking to run some more in the near future as well.
And these groups will be run by qualified counsellors. How important is that for the group members taking part? How does it change the environment of the groups?
So it brings a bit of structure to it. So we will have confidentiality. It's a place where people can bring their emotions of their sight loss and the journey they're on to get support both from the qualified counsellor and also other members of the group who are experiencing similar things to them. And it's just a safe therapeutic space. So it's not like an informal chit chat as such. It's more therapeutic based.
And the people taking part in these groups are together with other people in the same sort of situations with the same eye condition or life experience. That must make communication a lot easier if everyone's on the same page and comes in with some level of understanding of each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a place for, because a lot of people are isolated or they don't know other people who experience the same condition as them. So we're hoping to help people build new networks, maybe even make new friendships. But it's very much a supportive space for people to connect with each other.
And what's the feedback been like from groups like this in the past? What do people like about them?
It is just talking to other people. That the power of talking to other people is so strong. And one particular piece of feedback was from a group member who said that her and two other participants have formed a really close friendship and they're going to meet up in London and go to the RNIB shop together. So that was amazing that people are making these friendships, making these connections and meeting up with each other. And that started from being in the group with each other.
There are more groups planned for 2026, as you say, with some different topics as well. What's coming up in the new year?
So we have, we call it a SIT group, and that stands for seeing it through. And that's for people with any eye condition. It's not specific to a particular one. So anybody can come. We're running all the groups this year. We're running them again next year. We're looking into starting a group for people who are suffering with glaucoma. And also we're looking into sight loss after stroke for the new year as well.
And what would you say to someone who might be thinking about signing up but might have some reservations?
Yeah, I absolutely understand that, and some people do. So the way we run it is we run it either over Teams with the camera off, so it's audio only. We understand that not everybody can access Teams, so we are able from our end to phone people in, so all they need is a phone. It can be quite daunting, but the therapeutic side of it means that we set like a group agreement, we call it, to make sure that it's respectful, it's safe for everybody. That's why the qualified counsellor as the facilitator is there to just make sure everyone has a safe space and they get the best they can from the group.
And what sort of people take part in the groups?
Different backgrounds, different ages, living in different parts of the country. Anybody who feels they will benefit is more than welcome to participate and inquire further. Yeah, we don't have any criteria. It's open to everybody. We want to reach as many people as we can so we can support as many people as we can.
Well, how can people find out a bit more information and sign up to take part in these groups?
Okay, so we are currently going to put something on the website so people can refer via the website. You can phone up the helpline and ask to be put in touch with the counselling and wellbeing team, and we can give you some more information there. We're going to be posting it on social media, so look out for it, and that there's going to be a lot of advertising coming up in the near future.
And the groups go across multiple weeks in the autumn. Is it possible to sign up and take part mid-course, or do you need to sign up and then start a new course once they're available?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we wouldn't want people starting mid-course, and the reason for that is that these groups they can form bonds, so having somebody new start halfway through, it just changes the dynamic. But we've got groups running, as you say, into the autumn, and then we've got new groups starting in January, and we will be running groups throughout the whole of next year as well. So if you've missed out on one for this year, then you don't have to wait too long to join one in the new year.
Nikki Crosby, RNIB's counselling team leader and group coordinator. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.